All right, drive time on the air on a rainy Friday. I'm sick of the rain. Aren't you guys sick of the rain? My sump pump tonight, it's like a symphony coming from my basement. Too much. Too much. It's time for Card D Sharks, 651-461-9226. I need two contestants. If you watch us on YouTube, I put up the phone number early. So if you ever want a head start on calling into Card D Sharks and playing our game at 651-461-9226, I put it on the video stream early. So you can get in on the action and play our game. So pretty good. Mark Fry is going to help us out today. Mark, people can watch this on video, but where I currently have the camera over there, it's pretty much a shot of your really very in-shape chest. So congratulations.
I did some push-ups right
you
after
ready
the news.
To go.
I know it's going to be on the film.
Rainy weekend. Any big plans for the Fry family?
No,
celebrating Father's Day.
I don't know.
This is your first Father's Day, first official.
I don't think we have a lot going on Sunday. It's just going to be rainy all weekend, so we'll figure something out. But
did you celebrate Father's Day when your wife was pregnant?
No, we didn't. No,
no,
I don't think so. Maybe we just like.
It's like you're gonna be a father.
Recognized it.
I guess. Like I don't. I'm not a supporter.
You certainly could, but.
No, you can't.
No, you can't. Okay.
And if you're like, do men do this the way women do on Mother's Day, where like if you're a dog mom, you get a stupid card? Like
I have never recognized that, but if that's what people want to do.
No. There is a meaning to words. The word father and mother does not mean.
But what if you can't have kids?
Well, then you don't get that holiday. Okay. I don't know. Everybody has to have every holiday. What if you're not Christian? You don't get Christmas.
Some people still do.
Yeah. Well, you could celebrate the secular side of it, I suppose. I don't know. I like this debate.
You want to keep digging this hole or you want to move on?
No.
Just keep the mic on. Let him get
I'm
on.
Happy to dig this hole. Right. This is one of the dumb hills that I will die on. But we have two contestants. Ready to rock, so let's do it. Let's play Card D Sharks. Come on. You know, I mean, I wind up for it.
I even guessed like 2 seconds
it's
early.
It's hard to imagine that the Apple IIc that we have running our control room isn't. That's a great reference, by the way. It's Father's Day weekend, and today's cold and wet, so celebrate Dad, unless you forget. It's also a day to play our dear game. It's fun and it's free and it's never the same. On Card D Sharks. How about that? Kristen Olsen. Rip from the headlines. Always rip from the headlines. The Card D Sharks poem. We have two contestants on the line playing for a $50 gift card at one of the Gesture Concepts restaurants. We say hello to Colette in Dayton. Hi, Colette. How are you?
I'm good. A little damp, but yeah. Good.
Do you have a sump pump at your house?
No, we don't need one.
Oh, you don't need one.
We have leaf guard gutters.
Oh, would you like to do a commercial for them right now? That sounds pretty good.
I would. I love them. Oh. I love them.
All right. We'll tell Andy Lindis. He'll be happy to hear that. Yeah.
Well, we have a Lindis roof. We have Lindis windows. And yeah. Love them.
Sounds paid for at the moment.
This is Colette. Your last name isn't Lindis, are you?
No.
Oh, too bad. The Lindises are actually very nice. They came on Andy Lindis's parents came on my vacation trip to Canada. Yeah.
Wow.
They were super nice. Super nice. All right, stand by, Colette, because your competitor is in a pretty close suburb to you. Say hi to Emmy in St. Michael. Hi, Emmy.
Hello.
How are things in St. Michael today? Wet?
Yeah, wet. Same.
Yeah. I'm kind of over it. I'm a little over all the rain, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can't do all the fun activities when it's raining.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I would like to be sitting on the patio. I would like to be doing yard work. It's just like a pile of mud in my backyard right now. No good. Well, you're both playing for a $50 gift card to Gesture Concepts Restaurants. You can go to their newest restaurant in Edina. It's called Starling. It'll make you feel like you're on a tropical vacation. There's so many plants in there and greenery, and they have a nice passport menu right now with specials, and they're doing Caribbean food. So kind of you go on a little vacation there at Starling. But Jester is the company behind Parlor and Butcher and the Boar and PS Steak and lots of great restaurants. So we appreciate them. Colette and Emmy, here's how we play. We start with a survey of 100 people. Colette will give the first answer, which will be a number between 0 and 100. Emmy will say higher or lower, and then we go off to the board. It's that simple. And Colette, you get the first question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
We asked 100 first graders, should Captain America be president? How many first graders said, yep, Captain America should be the president? I don't know. When I was in first grade, I think maybe I thought Captain America was the president. I don't know.
Who is he? Oh, no, never mind. I don't know. I don't know. 63.
60.
I have no idea.
That's a five. Three. You know what? You take a guess. Why not? Colette says 63. Emmy, do you think it's higher or lower?
Well, I have a recent first grade graduate. I think I'm going to say lower.
All right. Emmy, did you have a graduation party for graduating first grade?
No.
No. All right. Good. Very good. Glad to hear that. All right. The actual answer, actual number of first graders who said Captain America should be president. You're not going to believe this, but Colette, it is 63. Right.
Wow.
Right on the button.
Whoa. Dang.
It's pretty good, Colette.
Have you ever had that happen before?
Only once. I can remember one other
time. I remember people getting really, really close.
You were off.
Okay, well, there you go.
So it doesn't really count. Dan was off. It doesn't count. Colette, you nailed it, so you get to pick. Mark Fry is going to flip the cards for us. Do you want the red cards or the blue cards?
Let's go blue.
All right, blue cards, says Colette. And your first card is an 8. An 8, Colette. Because you got the question right, you get to change the card if you want. I would be tempted with an 8, but it's up to you. What do you want to do, Colette?
Higher.
All right, she's going to go for it. Higher than an 8? It is a 6. It's lower. Emmy, free shot at the cards for you. Mark's going to flip over your opening card, and it's a 4. You get a 4. You cannot change the card because you didn't get the question, but what do you want to do with that, Emmy? Higher or lower than a 4?
I'll go higher.
Higher than a 4? It is a jack. It is higher. And now you can freeze at any point. Well, you're kind of playing with house money here. You want to go higher or lower than that jack?
I'll go lower.
All right, lower than a jack. It's a 2. Oh, my goodness. Emmy is off and running here, already at a 2. You only have 2 cards separating you and victory, Emmy. You want to go higher or lower than the 2?
I'm going to go higher.
Why not? Higher than a 2. It is. It's an 8, and now you have a decision to make. Those 8s are tricky. You're going to freeze. Yeah, no real difficult decision there. Emmy freezes on the 8. And the next question goes to you, Emmy. We asked 100 people, have you ever pretended to be sick to get out of a family event? How many people said yes? Emmy, what do you think? Would you ever do such a thing?
Depends on what family.
Fair enough.
I'm going to say 48.
48. Says Emmy. All right. Colette, would you ever claim to be sick to get out of a family event?
I would.
You would, yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
It's fine.
Why not?
I think it's fine. Mark, you look shocked and offended.
I just feel like the whole sickness, there's a karma that comes with that. And it's Friday the 13th, so I can't say that.
It's true. Today would be...
don't do it today.
Yeah, don't do it today. Don't do it today. Very good. What do you think, Colette? Higher or lower than 48? That's what Emmy said.
Higher.
All right, Colette says higher. Just terrible people. Just all these terrible people. Colette and Emmy seem so nice, and then you hear they're just a couple of liars to get out of family events. The music is going, which means we're going to break. We'll find out if it is higher or lower when we come back on Card D-Shark. All right, our fans online enjoying the video stream of Card de Sharks. We got Nikki right with Colette on this one. On the issue of calling out sick to a family gathering. I don't even call in sick to work when I'm not sick. Now, Mark Fry looking at that, he's like, well, let's not get carried away. Have you ever called in sick, fake, Mark?
Not to work, I don't think so. I mean, like in college, there'd be a few days where you'd be like, oh, I'm not feeling it. But really, not work. Yeah. I just enjoy it so much.
Okay, all right.
It's my passion.
That was very believable. All right, the question was, have you ever pretended to be sick to get out of a family event? And Emmy in St. Michael said 48. Colette said higher. The actual number of people who said, yeah, I've pretended to be sick, is 62. It is much higher. So, Colette, good news for you. You are on that 8, and now you have a decision to make. You can change the 8 if you want, and we'll give you a new card, or you can go for it on the 8. What do you want to do, Colette?
Whoa, I don't know.
Can I give you some advice?
Yes.
So an 8 is probably the worst card to have. So you have earned the opportunity to change the card. You can't get much worse than an 8 with whatever Mark would flip. So if I were you, I would change the card. But you got to do what you want to do. I don't want to get blamed if this goes south.
Well, I'll change the card to...
Well, no, Mark is going to flip one and we'll see what you get. What'd you do? Oh, the 8 becomes an ace. Look at that.
Whoa, look at me.
That's a great change.
It is.
All right, so you've got the highest card available. You want to go higher or lower?
Lower.
Lower than an ace. It is a 6. It is lower than an ace, and now we're cooking. You've got a 6. You can freeze to stop this process whenever you want, but you're on a 6. You want to go higher, lower, or freeze?
How many cards do I have left?
You have 3 more to go. 3 more to go.
Oh.
And Emmy only has 1.
Then.
Yeah, you got to.
I'll go higher.
That's a good move. Higher than a 6. It is. It's a queen.
Whoa.
And okay, here we go. You want to play it or you want to freeze? Higher or lower than a queen?
Lower.
Lower than a queen. It is a 4. And now you're 1 card away. 1 card away on a 4. Do you want to freeze and protect your progress, or do you want to go for it on a 4, higher, lower, or freeze? What do you say?
I'm going to go for it higher.
All right. 1 card separating victory. Colette on a 4. High. She says higher. It is. Oh, no. It's a 3.
No.
You hate it. You hate to see it.
No.
But you know who doesn't hate to see it? It's Emmy, who gets a free shot at a victory. Emmy, you're on an 8. It's a coin flip. You've got nothing to lose because you've frozen, so you won't lose anything here. Higher or lower than an 8?
Lower.
Lower than an 8. Oh, no! It's a 10. But that's all right. You just lose that 10. Mark will deal out some new cards. Our viewers on YouTube at the WCCO radio channel getting quite a show here as we reload. And Colette, the next question goes to you.
Okay.
Whoops. Hang on there. Mark's going to. It gets a little confusing. You only
got
have
a little
to
aggressive.
She was frozen, so you only have to replace the 10. She had preserved. And that last card was an 8. There we go. You know, sometimes it's like on The Price is Right when you have the good-looking model and they just screw up the game. That's sort of the deal. Mark is just the eye candy of this game. What can you do? All right. Are you offended at that description?
No, not at all.
No, why would you be? If somebody would call me eye candy, it would make my absolute week.
It's the first time that's ever happened, so I'm very thankful for that.
Colette, the question goes to you. We surveyed 100 teenagers. Have you ever secretly looked through your parents' phone? Ooh. Oh, no. How many teenagers admitted that they have looked through their parents' phone?
Whoa. Oh, 47.
47, says Colette. Emmy, what do you think? Higher or do you have any teenagers, by the way?
No, my oldest is 8.
Oh, well, what a thrill you have to look forward to, that's for sure. All right. Colette said 47. Emmy, do you think it's higher or lower?
I think it's higher.
All right. Emmy says higher. Colette said 47, the actual number of teenagers who admitted that they've secretly looked through their parents' phone is 45.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Colette with a great guess, and it's a little lower. So, Colette, that's good news for you. You're on an ace. You've got 4 cards to turn, Colette. Can you do it? Can you do
it? I'm on an ace?
I believe in you. You're on an ace.
An ace?
Yep.
Okay.
Higher or lower than the ace?
Lower.
Lower than the ace? It's a 7. Not great, but what are you going to do? Higher or lower, or do you want to freeze? We go to sudden death next, so I don't know. Do whatever you want. Higher or lower than a 7?
Higher.
Higher than a 7? It's a 4. Oh, goodness. The cards have been mean this time, that's for sure. But Emmy gets a free shot. Emmy, you're on the 8. It's the coin flip again. Higher or lower than an 8?
Oh, man. Lower.
Lower than an 8 it is. Oh, no, it's another 8. Mark Fry.
Wow. It's the game that will never end.
How does that? Well, I mean, I'd say what are the odds of that? But
well, there are.
You actually could very easily compute math, the odds of that. Yeah, it's 4 out of carry the 1. All right, get rid of the 8. Mark will replace that, and now we go to sudden death. The winner of this question gets to be the boss of either forcing the other person to go for it or they play. Here we go. We asked 100 office workers, Emmy. 100 office workers. Have you ever taken supplies home for personal use? How many office workers admitted they've done it? Out of 100, what do you say, Emmy?
68.
Colette, higher or lower than 68?
Higher.
Colette says higher. The actual number of office workers who admit taking supplies home is only 39. Only 39.
Oh.
So, Emmy, you have a decision to make. You can either pass or play. And here's the scenario. You're on an 8, but you got the question right, so you can change the 8 and then try to call one card. Or you can force Colette to absolutely run the table. She has 4 cards to flip. So do you want to play it or pass it?
What is she on right now?
She's on an ace, but she's got to go 4 cards to complete the whole thing.
Tough. I kind of like to be
tough
in
call.
My control of my own destiny, yeah. But 4 is a lot. I'm going to pass.
You know what? I think I would do the same thing.
I think that's a smart play, yeah.
But I usually want to be in control also. But I don't know what Mark Fly... what is Mark going to turn over? Another 8? We don't know.
We don't know.
All right, Colette, you got to run the table. 4 cards to go. If you get it, you win. If you make a mistake, it goes to Emmy. Colette, you're on an ace. Higher or lower?
Lower.
Lower than an ace? It is a king. Higher or lower?
Lower.
Lower than a king? It is a 2.
Uh-oh.
Higher or lower than a 2?
Let me think here. Higher.
Colette goes higher, and it's an 8. Of course it's an 8.
Of course it's an 8.
And here we are with 1 card separating you and $50. I feel like my heart is racing with this game. All right, Colette, coin flip, higher or lower than an 8 for the win?
Lower.
Lower than an 8. It is a jack.
I thought you said ace.
Oh, it was an 8.
All right.
I'm so sorry. What a great game. Emmy, you win. Colette, you are amazing.
Whew. Well, it was very fun. It's very fun.
You guys were
good job, Emmy.
Terrific. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Colette. You too. Great job.
Great contestants. We got Emmy, who's going to stay on the line and say, Michael, Emmy, you win that $50 gift card to Gesture Concepts Restaurants. So enjoy it. Enjoy that gift card. We'll get it in the mail to you next week. Stay on the line. Dan will get your info.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Very fun.
It was tough. That was tough. Coming down to 2/8, I think I would have switched the red 8. But
you would have. What would it have been? If you changed the 8, it would have been a 2. Yeah. And then what's the last card? King.
King.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. All right. That would have worked, too. Yeah. Either way, Emmy won, although some controversy. Some controversy. Did my 8 not sound enough like an 8?
I thought you were pretty clear, but then again, I'm looking at it.
We're looking at it. Yeah. Hard to know. Well, that's the way.
Roll the tapes.
Well, I don't know. Play. I hope we don't have a lawsuit on our hands. We appreciate you both, Colette and Emmy. Thank you, Mark, for your help.
You're welcome.
We will break in just a minute. I want to talk about Father's Day and how much the role of a father has changed. How are you different from your dad? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. 651-461-9226. Drive Time coming back on CCM.